Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is this song? I like this.
This is Les Artistes by Santigold.
Oh, Santigold. What was the song? What was the hit? Santigold. This is a good song. I like it. I never heard it before. All right, we're going to do Cheers 2 here. Now, this is your chance to win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. So the tap room is in Oakland Park, and we're going to go there Thursday after the show. So me, Crowder, Solana, Dan Day, we are all going to head out. Show ends at 6 o'clock, and we'll drive down there. We'll probably be there, 6:30, 6:45. I don't know what time the Panthers game starts on Thursday. Maybe 7 o'clock? Probably
yes.
A 7 o'clock face-off?
7, yeah.
So we'll be down there. We're going to enjoy ourselves some Funky Buddha. We're going to enjoy the food, and we're inviting everyone to come join us. It's totally informal. Just come hang out.
Just be hanging out watching TV.
They got a lot of TVs. They got, obviously, great beer, great food. I'm looking forward to the Yucca Tots. I think my buddy Jim DeJoseph is coming. I invited Dr. Chuck. I'll invite some other people. And, we'll just watch ourselves some hockey. Hopefully the Panthers can start the season with a hot streak instead of having to play from behind every damn season.
Yeah.
I'm getting so angry there. No, but it is because every season.
You should be. You should be ready for the Panthers to do something.
Let's go. Now, Tampa's good, so it's not easy. But and then they'll host Tampa, I think, Saturday at the BB&T Center. It was their opening night for home. Thursday, we want you to come on out and join us at Funky Buddha Brewery. The tap room is between Oakland and Commercial. Yep. Just east of Dixie. And, we are going to – I'm looking forward to it now. Like, I haven't had those Yucca Tots in a long time, and I'm looking forward to it.
Food's delicious, but it's just some good old-fashioned beer drinking we're going to do Thursday night.
That is correct.
You want some good old-fashioned beer drinking, you come on out Thursday.
Let's go around the room first, give our cheers to. I am giving cheers to, and I know a lot of people like to rip on American Airlines. I'm giving cheers to American Airlines. I flew them out to L.A. last week, and I flew them back. And American Airlines gives you the ability to watch live TV on your phone or your iPad, whatever it is, because they've got Wi-Fi connected 12 live channels. You don't even have to pay extra for it. And so Sunday when I was flying back, I was able to watch the Dolphins game. I was able to watch NFL Network. Like it was such a pleasure. Just totally changes a flight when you can watch live TV. And again, I know American Airlines is a punching bag sometimes. I have such a great experience on them and did again flying to and from LA. So cheers to American Airlines and really the ability, and I imagine they have it on other airlines, the ability to watch live TV. Obviously JetBlue has it because they've got the TVs built in, but the ability to watch live TV during air travel just changes everything. What are you giving cheers to, Crowder?
I'm giving cheers to Deshaun Watson.
Oh, he had a great explanation.
Did you see that interview where don't get upset, athletes? Tell him exactly what happened. The guy questioned, can he throw the ball into this coverage? And he explained the coverage to a T.
I mean, I understood what he was talking about when he was done. Like, it wasn't, you've never played the game. So, I mean, Deshaun Watson gave a complete explanation of what the coverage was.
And that's better than just becoming mad and doing the old, you don't know what the hell you're looking at stuff. Explain it to him. If they want an answer, he asked about coverage. Deshaun explained cover four beautifully. I run a lot of cover four when I call my defense. But cover four beautifully.
Blitz they ass.
Yeah, that's you. that's at the top of my call sheet. Blitz they ass, cover four at the bottom. But no, I loved how he did it. You've seen players get mad. But also, talk to reporters like they don't know the sport. Like, well, there were some guys deep, so I didn't want to go back there with those guys. He explained it to them. explanation was great, and he didn't get upset about it. It was X and O talk. I want to give Deshaun Watson a lot of love for how he dealt with that situation.
Yeah, that was excellent. Solana, who are you giving cheers to today?
Watch that video again on mute and just watch his hands. Trust me, it's really awesome.
Watch his hands?
Yeah, just watch his hands.
Weird guy. He thought NASCAR was a palindrome. So, you know, take everything he says with a grain of salt.
Watching Deshaun's hands?
What are you giving cheers to, Solana?
I'm giving cheers to restaurants, specifically Cuban restaurants that have a ventanita. We call it La Ventanita. So instead of having to go in, or very often in the morning, you'll go, you'll order a Cuban coffee.
I love this.
Yeah, and it's very Miami-centric.
It's a window. It's right. A window,
it's a window. We call it La Ventanita.
It's like it's a small window, right? Ventana is window.
Right.
So Ventanita, small window. I love this at a restaurant. Like, they don't have this really much in South Florida, certainly not in Boca. But, like, even if you're in New Orleans, as I mentioned earlier, or in Philly, you can walk up to a place. Yeah, you get some food at the window and you go on with your life.
Yeah, and it's like kind of a culture thing in Miami, too. You go to La Carreta, you stand at La Ventanita, you talk to people, random people who are just sharing a little cafecito. I think it really expresses how Miami is and the city of it. So I'm giving cheers to all the restaurants that have La Ventanita.
Cheers to Little Windows.
Cheers to Window?
Little Windows. Cheers to Little Windows.
To Window.
Like drive-thrus, except you walk up.
A walkthrough.
All right, let's go to the calls here. We're going to vote on a winner. Someone is going to get $50 to spend at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. We absolutely love that place. And again, we invite you to come join us, all of us, Thursday after the show. We're going to go watch some hockey and Thursday night footballs that night, too. Who'd you say it was Thursday night? Seattle.
And the Rams.
And the Rams.
Yeah.
So we got some good sports to watch on Thursday night. All right, caller one is Jose in Little Havana. Go ahead. Who are you giving cheers to, Jose?
You'd think they at least throw in a happy hour once in a while at Epcot, no? Not even.
I mean, give me something for all that money.
Two for one? Two for one between three and four? I don't know. Fast pass? Something like that?
Anything. Give me a fast pass and a two for one, and maybe I'll come back.
Hey, my cheers is to people who purposely get other people riled up with unpopular opinions. It's fun. I like it.
Your cheers to
his
Hulk.
Hey, man, I love it. Yeah, listen, that's the secret sauce. I'm writing it down. My notes, people who purposely, and then I wrote dot, 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 me.
Cheers.
But I will tell, I'm 100% honesty. My take on Epcot is not, it's not phony. Like, I really do believe that. I've had phony takes in my life. Mm-hmm. I've had it in my radio career. I know Crowder has. Crowder loves to get people riled up. I'm telling you, my right hand to God, my take on Epcot is not phony. That is from the heart. Dom, you're on Cheers 2. Who are you giving cheers to, Dom?
My Cheers 2 goes back to Channing Crowder's best throwback song, Cotton Eye Joe.
I don't like no damn Cotton Eye Joe. My own soundtrack.
That's excellent. Let's see here. Ernest in Miami Lakes. You're on Cheers 2 with Hockman and Crowder. Who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to my wife, who I told yesterday was going to be the last day to get a hot burger. And she took it upon herself to make her own version of it, and it was delicious. So cheers to my wife.
Look at that.
For making me a hot burger when I got home.
So she made a Hockman burger. Obviously, I would prefer you go to Tucker Duke's, but how was the homemade Hockman burger?
It was great with the Fritos, with the sour cream, the onions, the cheddar, the Angus beef. I mean, it was delicious.
I'm so hungry right now. That's a good one. What's that?
He didn't say he went and got one. He said his wife made one.
His wife made one.
No, man.
Well, when she found out we had to drive to Boca and we live in Miami Lakes, she took it upon herself to save me the trip.
Big Randy used to do that when we were kids. No, it's not like the regular burgers. No, Daddy, that's not McDonald's at all.
Channing, growing up, wanted McDonald's. Randy would say, what? I can make a McDonald's burger just
McDonald's
fine.
But that's all he talked about. And then put it between white bread. It was greasy white bread.
So that Cheers 2 nomination, that doesn't speak to you, obviously.
No, man, don't tell me I'm going to make it at home.
Pedro, you are on Cheers 2, Hockman and Crowder. Who are you giving cheers to?
What a cheapskate. He couldn't go to the restaurant, make his wife make it. Come on, man. You're a loser.
I love when people comment on the other callers during Cheers 2. Go ahead. We're giving Cheers 2, Pedro.
He made his wife make it. Come on. That should be my cheer. Hey, listen. My cheers goes to the University of Florida's own Pete Alonso, the polar bear, for breaking the record. I know you like monster dongs, Hawk.
Did you see Seinfeld said that he'd consider rebooting Seinfeld if Pete Alonso would agree to play the role of Keith Hernandez from the old episode?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be great, man. I'd root for Pete Alonso there. I do like monster dongs, and that dude did it.
No dongs for you.
Hold on. All right. Yeah, hold on. Let's see. Who's on line five here? Carlos in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to, Carlos?
What are the chances that someone from Miami Lakes is calling for the Hawkman burger? I'm going myself today to get a Hawkman burger, and I'm cheers to that it got extended for the rest of the year, Hawkman.
There you go. He's going to get a Hawkman burger, and the Hawkman burger is available for the rest of the year, as he mentioned. These guys know how to work the system here.
I like it.
I got no problems with it. Roger in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to, Roger?
Hello?
Yep, Roger. Who are you giving cheers to?
Cheers to my 7-year-old son who called me out for saying I was afraid of mommy.
Man, that's a good one.
That's funny.
Why is he supposed to be? Yeah. I'm scared of my wife, too.
Who?
Yeah, you're not scared of your wife?
You got to teach them early. Oh, I'm terrified of my wife.
I think
Who did he call you out to? Did he call you out to your wife? Said daddy's scared of you, or was it to someone else?
Yeah, we were reading, every night we like read a book. We were reading a book, and it was about coming out, you know, about your fears and, you know, face your fears. So we went around the room and said, "Are you afraid of?" And then he said, "Daddy, what are you afraid of?" I said, "Nothing." He's like, thought about it for a second. He's like, "Daddy, I know what you're afraid of." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Mommy."
Yeah, that's a smart kid. That's a smart kid. That's a smart kid right there. Luis in New Jersey, you are on Hawkman and Crowder. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, real quick, I just want to say, Crowder, man, you're one of my favorite players. I got two of your jerseys at home.
Oh, appreciate you, bro.
Oh, you're the one.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at him, man. Tell him go to hell.
All right. So my cheers too is to the sunny state of Florida. I'm a truck driver. I've been on the road here in the Northeast for the past couple of days, and I haven't seen the sun once. So you know what? We need vitamin D in our lives. So I definitely appreciate our sunny state, which gives us all the sunshine, Papa.
And you'll be coming down maybe in your truck so you could use the gift certificate for Funky Buddha?
Oh, yeah, I'm already in New Jersey. I'm driving down already.
All right, very good.
Stop at Cafe Risque. They got showers, but don't eat the potato salad. Just help me out, bro. Just help me out.
As I always said, that's the only place you don't mind if there's a hair in your food. Cafe Risque. All right. Hold on. Where am I? Steve. Oh, you see this on the phone line, Solana? It gives you a little arrow as to who's next. You see that? That little arrow up there?
Oh, yeah.
On line 8? How cool. A little radio nerd moment there for a moment. Steve in Cutler Bay. Who are you giving cheers to, Steve?
Hey, I would like to give cheers for the Miami Dolphins and the diehard Miami Dolphin fans who go out there and get their butts kicked every single week.
And they're doing it for a greater purpose, though.
Yes.
They're doing it for a greater purpose.
I like that one.
Ray in Pompano Beach. Who are you giving cheers to, Ray?
Yeah, Solana didn't see the arrow. He just lied, but this is real.
I noticed it, too. You can read him like a book. Yeah.
Yeah, like I really believe that. Yeah, nice try, Solana. You're getting it, though, bro.
Yeah, well, guess what, Ray? When I have to vote for you to win, guess who's not voting for you, Ray?
Hey, watch it. I'm going to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I'm coming in soon. Watch it.
Come take his job. We need some help, Ray. Come take his job.
That was good.
My cheers are, this is real, my cheers are to Hawkman and Crowder, and to a lesser extent, Solana, who have found a way to host a sports radio show in a town whose home team may go down as the worst in NFL history. I mean that. You guys are funny. You're good. You remind me of Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. I laugh my ass off. My life isn't great, but you guys are great. You don't take it too serious. I find a way to laugh. I'm not kissing your butt. Keep up the great work. My cheers to you guys.
Thank you so much. I've said before that we are Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. You ever see those old movies like Stir Crazy and Silver Streak?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is highest form of compliment. One more caller. Lauren.
I go with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
The odd couple?
Yeah.
We are the odd couple.
Grumpier old men, like all those shows. It is what it is.
Lauren in Pembroke Pines. Who are you giving cheers to, Lauren?
I'm giving cheers to the NFL for keeping my man busy on Sundays so I can have me time.
Sexy call right there. She gets me time on Sundays because the NFL is keeping her man busy.
This is as
tough a cheers to as we have ever had, mostly because there's a lot of people kissing my ass on the phone lines. So the first caller, cheers to people who purposely troll other people, essentially, and he's accusing me of that on my Epcot take, but that happens to be real. Caller two brought sound effects. He had the Cotton Eye Joe song.
I think Cotton Eye Joe's about an STD or racism.
Yeah,
so let's
take STD.
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 I did some reading. Yeah, we can't do that.
Caller three, his wife made him a Hockman burger. Your wife went out and actually got a Hockman burger yesterday. His wife made him one. He didn't want to drive all the way from Miami Lakes.
Did it help anybody? Didn't even help him. He knew that burger. I'll tell you what, your wife's burger wasn't as good as a real Tucker Dukes burger. I'll tell you that.
Caller number four, Pete Alonso, the baseball player. Caller five, something about going to get a Hockman burger on caller five.
He said he's from Miami Lakes. He's on his way now to get a Hockman burger.
Oh, yeah. So he supersedes caller three for sure. Caller two. Caller six, his seven-year-old son called him out for being scared of mommy. Caller number seven, the great state of Florida. He's a truck driver. He loves the sunshine here. Caller eight, Miami Dolphins and their fans. Caller nine, Hockman and Crowder for making sports and sports talk radio tolerable down here and not taking anything too seriously. Caller 10, the NFL for keeping her man busy on Sundays. I'm so torn on these. I think caller number 9, Ray, gave to me the perfect definition of our show, which is we're all here, we're all sports fans, we're all doing this together, but we can't take it seriously, and we can have fun. Doesn't matter if we're losing or winning, we're having fun. I'm voting for caller number 9, Ray.
This was the toughest one we've had.
Toughest one we've ever had.
I like the 7-year-old boy. That's awesome because I'm terrified of my wife,
as
too.
As every husband listening is.
The Dolphins that are sticking around and just—
I mean, they deserve props.
Making the best of it. You know what's going on. I'll ride with Lauren. She came in at the end. The woman's perspective of the NFL Sunday, we get involved and love it and run out there. What are the women doing? They enjoying their time, too. They're not sitting at home crying your asses at the game.
That's right. They wish there were more games. Sundays. They wish the Bears-Raiders game Sunday was at 9:30 a.m. again. It'd take your ass out of her hair for another 3 hours.
Yeah, well, a full day. I'm going with Lauren.
Solana, it's going to be all up to you. I say caller 9, Ray. Channing says caller 10, Lauren.
Ray, he thinks I'm going to vote for him?
Oh, my God. Oh, what a punch in the gut. You should be more man than Ray. You should vote your conscience. As Ted Cruz said at the Republican National Convention, vote your conscience, Solana.
What happened?
probably wrong audience to bring up what I thought was an excellent callback.
It's too bad. I'm not more man than Ray. I'm going with Lauren.
Wow. A surprise victor at the end. Lauren in Pembroke Pines.
My wife has to go through this. I work the entire days. I leave the house at 8 a.m. I don't get home till 8 p.m.
She loves it.
And she doesn't complain. I'm with Lauren. I think some people don't understand
She loves it. All right. Lauren gets $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. We'll be there Thursday night watching some Panthers hockey. And she will be there spending that money however she damn well pleases, because her man is busy watching football. Rousing rendition of Cheers 2. You can't make it that tough, people. You can't make it that tough. We need the guy in the wheelchair again. Make it a slam dunk.
Mm-mm.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.